Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Big Issues, big guest, state senator, longstanding Democrat whip, candidate for mayor, Senator Anthony Williams is with us. We're on his email list, and he wrote this letter. Dear Governor Wolf, after yet another several days filled with record homicides in Philadelphia as elected official, I'm embarrassed by our lack of action as a husband, father, and neighbor. Frustrated, scared, and angry, this level of loss of life should be met with the same dignity and urgency with which we address any other mass shooting in America. And I think I'm right. I mean, there were a number of shootings, and every shooting, but the one that really set this trigger was the Father's Day and graduation picnic at Finnegan's Wake. I think I saw in news accounts there were 60 people en masse there fired at, resulting in 6 victims and 1 death. All of those shot were under 25 and 28 wounded. While the event made national news, the lack of shock and public outcry by public officials was stunning. Let's go to State Senator Anthony Williams here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Senator, good to talk with you again. Thanks for joining us.
Good as always. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you point this out. So what are you calling for from Governor Wolf?
Two things. One, any normal set of circumstances where we find ourselves well beyond what, you know, civilized society, humanity would recognize as present, we respond with a call for some type of outcry, and I house it in the comment of an emergency. So I asked for one to declare there being a state of emergency in Philadelphia County as it relates to this level of homicides, and then we start talking about what we're going to do about it.
What would that mean, though, when you declare it a state of emergency? What does that trigger, if anything?
Well, currently, I'm not sure it triggers anything legally. I mean, other than, you know, clearing off some snow routes in Pennsylvania. My hope is that that's the point. It should mean something. But first and most importantly, just like we've declared, you know, a state of that we have an opioid epidemic, what does that mean? Well, it meant the government responded. Even though it was an umbrella phrase, it draws attention to the fact that there's a level of loss of life which is well beyond what should be recognized. And so, yeah, I do have suggestions about what that should be, what that should look like, and I'm happy to talk about that.
Sure, please tell us a couple of them. Yeah.
So one is making that declaration. Two, organizing the grant process. It's relating to the neighborhood groups. What we are clear about, and data supports it, you know, universities, large institutions, they don't do a great job of remediating this type of violence at local levels. You know, there's been the conversation around the reductions of guns and gun regulations, and I'm obviously supportive of that. But look, we've gone through this similar thing when gangs in the 70s occurred, crisis intervention, when crack broke out, you know, Marcus Yates and Ralph Brooks were shot. We funded neighborhood organizations in ways that were responsible, accountable, and transparent, and the reduction of violence in those communities went down. Because what we did was we created organizations that had wraparound services, that lived in communities, that, you know, had neighbors connected with young people. And we have to replicate those things which work in current times. And so I specifically talk about aligning the grants that are going to community groups from the state, along with that from the local government. There's no need for a person or a neighborhood organization to be applying for a grant at the state and at the local city level and competing against themselves.
Okay, let me just ask this, though. People who would fire in this manner indiscriminately, and I wanted to ask you two pointed questions here. Mm-hmm. You're not going to reach them, I don't believe, when we both live in the city, we both know this, through what you're doing. Long term to do that, I agree, there's benefit there. Two, do you think these people were targeted? Any number of them are from West African countries that I've seen in the news, and I think I saw the mom of the one young man who was killed, and they are achievers. I mean, I'm looking at the high school, Boys Latin, Charter High School for Design, Penwood, Upper, and all that. Do you think they were targeted? Is that what it's about? Because people that would fire indiscriminately in this manner, we're going to reach them?
So let's answer the second question first.
About sure.
Do I think they were targeted? I don't necessarily think they were targeted because they were West African. I don't, you know, based upon the limited information I'm getting from people who live in that area that I know of, I think that there were persons who were there who might have been targeted, but not because they were West African.
Okay.
So that's the first thing. But that does call to the larger point that you're making. That is, look, Tony, how do we get the people who would shoot into a group like that that we would call heartless? We now have a generation of people, young people in particular, who are raised without parents, raised with a whole bunch of social issues that we have never experienced in our lives before. And, you know, you and I, when we grew up, if somebody had done something like this, we'd call them a bum.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd throw, you know, throw away the keys. I can't say that about this generation. I say that they've come into life with a lot of people. And I'm not, you know me well enough to know, I'm not the bleeding heart, you know, I got to understand all your background. But I am, if you're going to confront a problem, you know, just as we, you know, created mandatory minimums at the state level, you know, Greenleaf, as you know, changed his position on this stuff because the approach to it has to be consistent with the problem. The problem is, certainly, the victims should need to be protected. They should be able to walk around their communities. They need law enforcement, which is responsible, to protect them. But the folks who are involved, most of them, not all of them, but most of them, need to be have someone intervene in their lives that says, okay, what the hell are you thinking about if you think that shooting a gun is going to solve the problem that you're annoyed or angry or frustrated somebody stepped on your sneaker? That kind of logic and that kind of thinking represents not a bad person, represents an immature, incomplete, not...
I differ with you somewhat on that. Look, punching somebody else, doing something like that, firing indiscriminately here, I think that's more than, you know, what's lacking in their life, because you know and I know a lot of people in your district didn't have the best of things, but they struggle, they work, because if they didn't, we would need the National Guard. But
right.
I wanted to ask you, don't you think it's incumbent upon you, since you just ran for mayor and given your status, to call out Larry Krasner as the police commissioner apparently is here? He talked about 820 illegal guns that people that have been prosecuted for this, or at least the police have picked up. Larry Krasner is not about cracking down on this stuff. I don't believe that's what he ran on.
So look, one of the things I'm quite clear about, and, you know, the DA, the mayor, the governor,
mm-hmm.
and a variety of other folks who are elected leaders, I just want to get the benefit of their resources to solve this problem. I really, the finger pointing that goes along with this kind of stuff, I don't participate in, even to the extent that, you know, people keep talking about I ran for mayor and I called for this. That's all great, but I don't want to make this me against the mayor, the governor against the DA, you know, this should be about us reconciling the fact that in this space, just like we did when those children in Parkland, Florida, everybody shows up, you know, in Squirrel Hill, everybody shows up and they do all,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I want now. That's what I want to know. I want all of us to recognize human beings being lost at this rate should never happen in America. Never happen in America. And regardless of the set of circumstances that surround those individuals who may be participating, it should never get to this level. It should never be this far out of control. So to the extent that the police commissioner and the DA have a difference of opinion, they should be in a room privately working out those differences and figuring out how they protect the community. I don't really care about a headline that says, it's this guy's fault or that guy's fault. I care about the fact that those people living in the Finnegan area are scared to death today to go to a park to celebrate this coming 4th of July weekend, you know, publicly, because they're not sure the same thing's going to happen again. We need to, all of us need to, check our egos at the door and get about the work to figure out how we make that
day safe. Yeah, but Tony, come on now. Between now and July 4th, the only thing that you're talking about, I'm not opposed to. Obviously, you know that.
Yeah.
But between now and July 4th, there's more police presence, more of somebody that is going to prosecute people with illegal weapons who are cavalierly carrying them and feeling they're not going to get caught, that it's not going to matter.
Well, I would say this. There is an attorney general who has an illegal gun task force, which I helped create and fund. It's going about the business of work. It's picking up those guns. And to the extent that the DA has some responsibility to prosecute once, you know, individuals are found, I would hope that he would feel like all of us feel, that there's a level of anxiety, if not fear, in a neighborhood that wants to see all of us who hold positions of power and influence do something about
okay,
it.
Okay, but here's the point. Here's the point, though. ZB, you agree with me on this?
Yeah.
I agree with you the significance of this. There were a lot of shootings this weekend, but this one's particularly
heinous.
I am in complete agreement, and it seems to have triggered something good here for what you're calling for.
Mm-hmm.
But that would mean I should hear Larry Krasner out there saying, we are going to use our resources to prosecute the people who did this to the fullest extent of the law because of how heinous this crime is.
Right. And I would expect that he will. I don't know. I haven't talked to him. I would expect that he would. And I don't see any reason that he would not do that once they catch the right person. I mean, I would expect that he's going to use the full power of his office to do that. I can't speak for him. I have not spoken about this.
Okay.
But I would say that people like me and others certainly will. I don't think he needs encouragement to do his job. I mean, that's my on this in this particular space. There are others. Some of us have had concerns about small crime and that kind of stuff. But I don't think anything like this that rises to this level.
He hasn't said anything of that nature. In fact, he tweeted all the usual, I would call them, excuses. Would you call for, though, the entire city, Finnegan Playground, for July 4th? There'd be a massive presence of police protection there that people can come out. I mean, that is something that gives people hope that this is going to turn around.
And I think that's going to happen.
Okay.
And no matter
okay.
what.
All right.
I think that, that part is probably check that box that's already on the business. But really, while many people tell me, those things that I talk about are aspirational, no. I'm telling you that a section of Southwest Philadelphia, which was overrun by drug dealers, changed within months because communities were empowered to do it. So, my version of before I got an elected official was that kind of work. And so I truly believe that it can be done.
All right. Well, Senator, thank you. Thanks very much, as always, for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Senator Anthony Williams here. We differ on the focal point of this, though. So what this comes down to is you don't have almost any mechanism yet that people will take some courage, some creativity to step up to what's happening, not just here in Philadelphia, but nationwide. George Soros, it's obvious, has broken the code. He's going to help put people, I don't know if he was successful with everyone, but he spent, according to news reports, quite a bit of money. The state attorney general of New York, the one that's just crazed to go after President Trump, but not so much enforce other laws. In Miami, you have this going on. And Larry Krasner here. There's like 7 or 8 the last election cycle that this has worked with, okay? So the question is, who out there can push back? I didn't hear Tony Williams even want to say his name. I haven't seen Kenny. You're not going to see this here in Philadelphia. Republicans, by and large, are not using whatever leverage they have. This is bigger than these shootings. It's bigger than Philadelphia. This is somebody who has figured out a way. You get somebody in there, you can bypass the legislature. You heard the police commissioner say no accountability. 820 people with illegal guns. Can't say that enough. Then a guy like Krasner and the Krasner mob that supports the gun is the enemy. Even on that, not going after people. That's an astounding number, even for a big city. But of course, the police are always going to be suspect in this. That's part of it. All right? You mean to say there's no mechanism now to push back against that? Well, it's called the Republicans in Harrisburg, for example. They don't want to do that. They're removed. They're going to come to you out in the suburbs and just tell you everything is fine. Let me polish that R on my lapel. Okay? Meanwhile, a guy like Soros and these others across the country. Again, big picture, this is why people like Trump was elected. Because you have all these forces not pushing back against sanctuary cities and the like. So the president tweets out yesterday, big deportation next week. Now, this is going to be fascinating. And I want to see any of these local officials anywhere that try to thwart ICE next week when this happens. I want to see them prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. That's part of the heart of all this stuff. All right, joining us is the VP of FOP Lodge 5, John McGrody. Hey, John, thanks for popping in. Good morning.
Good morning, Don. How are you?
Very good, John. So you guys, you and John McNesby, have made the case against Krasner, the man who others won't even say his name, apparently.
Yeah, it is beyond belief at this point. You know, we do everything we can to be the voice of the Philadelphia police officer, and that's from the cop in the police car all the way up to the command level. Our members are absolutely beyond frustrated as to what's happening in this town. If nobody else will say the name of where the problem lies, we'll say it. It's Krasner, Krasner, Krasner.
Well, but John, you guys have the juice too, right? I would think second to none. With me, they try to dismiss talk radio and all that. What about Republicans, say, in Harrisburg? Plus, there are a number of Democrats who I think are very friendly to the FOP. En masse, they at least have to call out what the problem is. The police chief came pretty close.
Yeah, everybody's coming close. Nobody's saying what we're saying. We have Martina White, who has called him out several times. That's the only person I can think of.
Yeah.
Without going into names, we are everywhere on behalf of our memberships. We run into politicians. We run into elected officials. We run into community meetings, community leaders. Everybody is saying behind the scenes what the real problem is. The real problem is a Philadelphia DA's office that will absolutely refuse to prosecute bad guys. For the most part, we have thousands and thousands of cases that have not been prosecuted for a variety of reasons. And instead of trying to find reasons to prosecute bad guys and put them in prison, they are doing everything they can to dismantle cases before they get to trial, to question our police officers, to question the tactics of our police officers, to excuse criminal conduct. And it's ending up with what we feared years ago, with carnage on the streets. We have double shootings. We have multiple shootings. We have police officers that are stretched too thin because they're responding to all these violent incidents. And our cops are doing a bang-up job, despite the attacks they're under, despite the hate.
Well, John, let me tell you, I am shocked what Ross said, the commissioner, that 820 with illegal weapons, because you can't say it, but I will. If I were a cop in a lot of situations, I'm not going to be as proactive as I would be maybe when you were on the street, because you know that Larry Krasner is sitting there ready to take you out, and yet they pinched 820 people versus 464 in 2015 in the same time frame. Boy, they are putting it on the line given what the repercussions could be.
Nobody would absolutely question the mindset of a Philadelphia police officer and what you just said, and being afraid to do their job, and being afraid that the DA is going to look harder at a cop than they are a bad guy. But to their credit, the men and women in the Philadelphia Police Department are out there every single day chasing down bad guys, arresting bad guys. And the problem is, once they get into the station house door, once the bad guy's cuffed, he gets a free ride from the guy down at Penn Center. It's ridiculous, and it needs to stop. And everybody that we talk to is saying what behind the scenes. It's nice whispers at dinner parties and all. There needs to be a full-on assault on this district attorney, and everybody's got to talk about it because it affects everybody. It affects everybody.
Right. And, John, I'm in agreement, and I would say, too, I know behind the scenes you are publicly. I continue to call out. Look, Larry Krasner is doing exactly what Larry Krasner and the mob that supported him, chanting F the police, hundreds of them, on election night. That's what he is. He's not going to change. We need the people, though, who posture that they have the back of the Philadelphia police and the rest of us and are put in elective office. Martina White and some others have pushed back, and I hear behind the scenes some stuff's going on. They need to be more public. Otherwise, they're no good either.
Well, we've had rallies to support victims.
Yes.
You were actually the MC at our last rally. And we've had politicians in all stand on the stage. It's time for them to get off the stage, get our microphone, and support us vocally. It's time for people to come forward and say exactly what's going on in this town. I can't tell you the amount of declinations that are happening where the DA's office is refusing to press criminal charges against people who should be charged and who should be placed on prison, but yet they're given a walk back on the streets. I would love to see the numbers on career criminals who are committing crimes and then going right back out on the street
exactly.
to commit more crimes. It's happening again and again and again. And if you're not going to step up to the plate on this, you can't call yourself a public official, and you can't call yourself a government leader.
Absolutely. John, thank you. Thanks for the work you guys do, too.
Okay.
Thanks, John, very much.
All right. Take care, Don.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.